Hello children, welcome to podcast session. Last time we have seen about life cycle of an animal. Now we are going to learn about reproduction in different egg-laying animals. We are going to study five animals such as birds, fish, frogs, reptiles and insects. So, let's start. Birds. All birds lay eggs. Most birds build nests to lay eggs and sit on the eggs to keep them warm. In hens, it takes around 21 days for a chick to hatch. The young ones of birds do not have feathers and their eyes are shut. The parents, birds, feed and care for the young ones till they are strong enough to fly. Now let us learn about fish. A fish lays thousands of eggs at a time in water. The mass of eggs released by fish into the water are called spawns. Only a few hundreds of the eggs develop into tiny baby fish, because most eggs are eaten by bigger fish and other predators. The eggs of fish do not have shells but are surrounded by a protective jelly-like substance. Now, the third animal is frog. Frogs lay eggs in safe place like still water bodies. Most types of frogs do not take care of their eggs. However, some types do take care of their babies, but only for a short period of time. The mass of eggs released by frogs are known as spawns. Of the thousands of eggs laid by a frog, only some develop into adults. Most eggs are eaten by predators, that is, enemies, or destroyed by nature. The eggs hatch into small tadpoles, T-A-D-P-O-L-E-S, tadpoles. Initially, the tadpoles have fish-shaped bodies and they swim in water. Gradually, their bodies change and the tadpoles start looking like adult frogs. The process by which a tadpole undergoes several changes to become an adult frog is known as metamorphosis. M-E-T-A-M-O-R-P-H-O-S-I-S. Metamorphosis. Now we will discuss about reptiles. Reptiles such as snakes, turtles, crocodiles lay eggs in holes in the ground. The shells of reptile eggs are leathery and elastic so that they do not break when they are laid on the ground. The eggs get warmth from the sun. After laying eggs, some mothers go away and never come back and leave the eggs to hatch and care for themselves. Therefore, many of these eggs are eaten up by other animals. Now the last, we are going to discuss about insects. All insects lay eggs. The young ones which hatch out of the eggs look very different from the adults. Some insects like grasshopper and cockroach pass through three stages in their life cycle, while others like housefly and butterfly pass through four. In the case of grasshoppers and cockroaches, the young one which comes out of the egg is called the nymph. N-Y-M-P-H. Nymph. Nymph. And it is very similar to the adult. The nymph sheds its skin by a process called molting. After molting several times, the nymph becomes an adult. Now we will see our favorite butterfly, the colorful butterfly. The life cycle of a butterfly also includes metamorphosis. In the case of a butterfly, the young ones which hatch out of the egg look very different from adult butterflies. They look more like worms and are called larvae. The larvae of a housefly, mosquito and butterfly are called maggot, wiggler and caterpillar respectively. A larva eats leaves and grows rapidly. When it cannot eat anymore, it covers itself in a protective case called a cocoon. COCOON, cocoon. This stage is called pupa. The caterpillar undergoes molting several times inside the pupa and finally comes out of its cocoon as an adult butterfly. Thus, students, we have covered chapter 3, animal reproduction. Hope you have enjoyed. Yes, thank you very much. Bye-bye. Thank you.